Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Tennessee hosting Georgia at home on Neyland Stadium on Saturday. And to help us talk about that and all things Vols, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Ben McKee from GoVols247. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Doing really well. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, obviously, Ben, very disappointing for Tennessee last Saturday. They get throttled by Missouri. What's your gauge on the temperature of this fan base right now with, you know, barring a couple of upsets, one in Tennessee's favor, one not in Tennessee's favor, in all likelihood, you're probably looking at 8-4 to close out the season here? What's kind of the temperature of the fan base right now based on what you've seen?
Yeah, it's not as great as it once was for Josh Heupel. I don't think there are many waiting in the extreme deep end of the pool. Obviously, you're going to have a couple of knuckleheads in each fan base that go to the extreme, especially on social media. But I think most fans are disappointed with how this season has played out up until this point, and it really does feel like they would have to beat number one Georgia this weekend in order to make that feeling go away as you get into the off season. I think just disappointment is the right word. I don't think people are ready to jump off of Josh Heupel's boat or anything along those lines. I think they still appreciate what Josh Heupel has done up until this point, especially last season. And at the end of the day, even if you go 8-4 to end the regular season, which it looks like the most likely outcome, as you mentioned, you're still going to have a chance to win a ninth football game in a bowl game. So 8-9 wins, that's still a really, really solid season. But I feel, if that's how the season ends up playing out, that there will be a tone of disappointment and frustration over the course of the offseason just because of how Tennessee got to those 8 or 9 wins. I mean, they haven't really beaten a good football team this year. I mean, you give them credit for beating the teams that they have and staying ahead of some of the teams that are in the league. But South Carolina is a bad football team. Virginia is a bad football team. Texas A&M just fired its coach. Kentucky, I even think for the Mark Stoops era, is very overrated this season. And then UConn, Austin Peay, TSA, those teams kind of speak for themselves. And then Vandy is the worst team in the SEC. So they haven't really beaten anybody of significance, all while squandering a golden opportunity against a bad Florida team or a Florida team that isn't typically what Florida is. And it also squandered an opportunity in Tuscaloosa. Alabama looks like it's peaking at the right time, but still hard to think that Tennessee shouldn't have won that game based off of how that game was transpiring going into the half.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, Ben, I think this is clearly a transitional year offensively, right? Like, I think Nico is going to have an opportunity to bring it back to a little bit more of what it looked like before. You know, the offensive line, they got to have some young guys come on. The receiving core, it's been tough, but I think that'll be fine, right? I mean, I don't know. You tell me. I feel like offensively it's just going to be kind of a little bit of an outlier year, a bridge year with Joe Milton at QB. But defense is what I'm interested in terms of, is there a positive trajectory? Because obviously they're – at times, I think so, right? I mean, and obviously you got young guys like Pierce out there who I think has been playing at All-American level at times. But then, you like the other day, you know, and obviously road home is very different for this team. I do wonder, like, where do you think things are going? The recruiting's going well. Like, what's the ceiling? What's the trajectory for this defense as they move forward?
I'm really optimistic about the future of the defense, Joe. And that's assuming that they develop – guys the way that they need to and the way that they should. You mentioned it, they've been recruiting at a really you said well, I think they've been recruiting at a really high level on both sides of the football, but especially on the defensive side. There's some things that you can question, obviously, or nitpick. I feel like you can always do that, but They've recruited multiple positions really, really well on that side of the football. And it's about getting those guys developed, because as frustrating as this season has been with this particular team, I do think there's also another storyline on the other hand of this season also being a reminder of just how much work had to be done and still has to be done in terms of constructing this roster, because it was just that bad when Josh Heupel took over. And you had some all-time type of players, generational players for Tennessee last year, NFL talents that maybe masked a lot of those roster deficiencies. And then when your best players this year aren't as good as your best players last year, those deficiencies rear their ugly head more than they did in year two. So I do think there's an element of this roster still being constructed. And I think you're seeing that most on the defensive side of the football. I felt Saturday you really felt the loss of Keenan Peely as much as any game this season, the veteran linebacker from BYU that got hurt in the opener against Virginia. And as a result, you've had to play a ton of young linebackers next to Aaron Beasley. And I feel like the last couple of games, and it doesn't bode well going into Georgia, they've just been picked on. And then you're also kind of in a weird transition in the secondary where you have a ton of veterans, but you also have some young, exciting prospects, and trying to balance, I guess, trust on the field with veteran guys, but also understanding that the athleticism and potential is higher with the younger guys, and trying to strike a nice balance there. And that kind of goes with the offense in some positions as well. But you know, Nico's on the offensive side, so that makes you more excited for the offense. But I think top to bottom, I think I'm actually more optimistic about the defensive side and its future than the offensive side. And again, top to bottom, because obviously Nico is Nico, five-star quarterback, and that speaks for itself. But I have questions about wide receiver depth going forward and kind of how they operate there. Right now, it doesn't seem like there's a young offensive lineman that they've brought in and developed ready to take over for some of these veterans. Whereas on the defensive side, I do think there are more guys at each level that you can kind of point to and say, okay, when he's able to get a year under his belt and have more experience and be a little more developed, like, he's going to be a solid football player for Tennessee. I think there's more of those guys on defense than there are on offense right now.
Ben McKee with us here on Robbie and Rexroad. So, Ben, what do you think of this matchup for Tennessee against Georgia? It is at home, and Tennessee's defense has been much better at home than it has been on the road. But to your point, they've not really played anybody of significant competition at home to this point. So, overall, what do you make of this matchup? What are Tennessee's chances to hang in there in the fourth quarter and have a chance to pull this off on Saturday, in your mind?
Well, I don't think they're that great based off of how Tennessee played this past weekend. I don't think it would be the most surprising upset of all time. I wouldn't be totally shocked, but I'm certainly not going to pick Tennessee to win this football game. There's just too many areas of this football team that I don't necessarily trust, starting with the quarterback position. I think Joe's played fairly well the last couple of weeks, and I thought he played well on Saturday. Until that fourth quarter when things started spiraling out of control for the entire team. But it's just, I don't know that he has that it factor to go beat a team like Georgia that has won what feels like a million football games in a row and kind of feels like they're well on their way to winning a third straight national championship. I just don't know that Joe Milton is the quarterback that can orchestrate that type of win. And then the running game has been great for most of the year, but it has its moments, and based off of how they played against Missouri, doesn't inspire confidence that they can get it back going against the Bulldogs. And you hear Eli Drinkwitz after the game say that a GA kind of identified something with Tennessee's run game that he saw on film, and they kind of changed their defense for it, and it obviously worked. And if a GA for Missouri sees that on tape, then you know Kirby Smart and his staff is going to see that as well. Their secondary is really strong, and this Tennessee receiver room continues to become even thinner. The offensive line's been a little inconsistent, and this will be the ultimate test for them. And then defensively, boy, does Georgia have a lot of playmakers to watch out for. And Carson Beck, I think, is pretty underrated. I don't know enough people are giving him credit for what he's been able to do this season, especially as the season has progressed. So not a lot of matchups that inspire confidence. I think the only matchup that does inspire a little confidence is the simple fact that it's a home game for Tennessee, and Tennessee has been much different at home under Josh Heupel than it has been on the road.
You know what I got to ask Ben about, right?
Yes, I do.
Even though Ben vastly overrates Kohl Center. All right, so I'm looking at Dalton Connect. I'm looking at SEC Player of the Year candidate, first-round pick candidate out of nowhere, and this is a national championship contender. Call me crazy.
Oh, boy.
Am I crazy?
I completely agree with you. I think Tennessee's the real deal. I think Dalton Connect is the real deal, and that's the good news for Tennessee fans, is that Dalton Connect plays basketball tonight. It may be against Wofford, but Dalton Connect plays basketball tonight, and you know he's going to do some brilliant things on the court and give them hope and optimism. But, no, I completely agree with you. We could talk for 30 minutes on why I think Tennessee is a national title contender, and it's just they have a lot of versatility. They have a lot of depth. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of talent. I think they have the right mindset. I think they have great team chemistry. I know people want to talk about Rick Barnes, but they do have great coaching at the end of the day. Rick Barnes does know what he's doing. And so I think they do have all the pieces to make a deep run. Now, I think it'll be more interesting to revisit this statement and kind of question at the end of this month. After they play in the Maui Invitational next week against Syracuse, and then they'll either play Purdue or Gonzaga, and then they'll play a third game as well. And then the following week they go to North Carolina, so it'll be a fun topic to revisit at the end of the month. But Dalton Connect's the real deal. The first-round projections have begun, as your coworkers at The Athletic have slotted him in there, Joe. And
they got Tennessee number one, too, by the way.
They do. And for all those reasons that I just mentioned about this Tennessee basketball team, I'm not going to sit here and predict a national championship. You do need some luck to fall your way in the NCAA tournament. But they certainly have all the pieces to a national title contender. There is no doubt about that.
Well, Ben, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Looking forward to the game on Saturday. Going to be interesting to see how Tennessee responds in that one. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all have a great week.
You as well. Ben McKee from GoVols 24/7, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. Are you going to sit here today on November 14th and call a national title for Tennessee in basketball?
I'm not calling it, but, I mean, I'm with Ben. I could spend the next couple hours talking about this team if you want.
I'm sure
you let me know.
I'm sure we could. We might get there at some point based on the way things are going right now.
Yeah.
Tennessee and Georgia coming up on Saturday. We'll take your thoughts on that. Tennessee fans, how you feeling about this team? How you feeling about this season? 615-737-1025, our phone number. More on that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.